It might be a small risk, but if it happened, nobody would like it very much. An asteroid hitting the Earth, if it was big enough, could entail untold damage and loss of life. You might be surprised how many potential Earth-striking objects are out there. Well, now NASA has reorganized its efforts to track near-Earth objects. It's called the Planetary Defense Coordination Office. Lindley Johnson leads that office. He joins me now. Mr. Johnson, good to have you on.
Yes, very glad to be here, Tom.
All right, so tell us the exact problem that the office has organized around to address.
Well, we are tasked with detecting and tracking near-Earth objects, asteroids and comets that can come close to Earth's orbit. And our job is to find any that could be a potential impact hazard to the Earth as far into the future as we can, so we maximize the amount of time that we would have to deal with such an event.
Now, this is not something that just started up. You have, before formation of this office, you were actually working on this very problem, correct?
Yes, I've actually been working on this issue for over 20 years, dating back to when I was in the Air Force and working space defense issues for the Air Force.
So what is happening now is several efforts throughout the government are kind of consolidated?
Yes, with the increased attention in this area and the resources that NASA has put toward it, it is time that we more formalized the program and did more work at the interagency and the international level.
Give us a sense of how urgent or how widespread the problem is that you see out there. I mean, how many objects are out there and how close are they?
A significant impact of the Earth is extremely rare event. I guess the last real significant impact that we could talk about would be in 1908 in Tunguska, Siberian wilderness. That was an object probably about 40 meters in size, but it pretty much blew down some 2,000 square miles of forest. If that were to impact in a metropolitan area, it would be a pretty bad day for that city. So we're looking for objects that could have a significant effect if they were to impact the Earth. Currently, our objective is to find anything larger than 140 meters that could come close to the Earth. But objects that impacted over Chelyabinsk in 2013 was only about 20 meters in size. So that if we were to try to find all objects down to that size, we would be talking about millions of objects that would need to be found. So that's a bit of a challenge. So we're taking it a step at a time. We started trying to find all those that were 1 kilometer and larger. We achieved over 90% of that population back in 2010. But our current objective is now to find them down to a little over 100 meters in size.
So the size of maybe a decent-sized office building.
Right, or slightly larger than a football stadium.
And what is the mechanism by which it causes such destruction? It's not like an atomic bomb exploding, or there's no charge in it.
Well, the energy release is very similar to that, but it's kinetic energy. These objects are traveling at an average of 17 to 20 kilometers a second, 10 to 15 miles per second. And so it doesn't take a very massive object traveling at those speeds if it were to encounter the Earth's surface for there to be a major release of energy of megatons, actually TNT equivalent.
And so how many have you actually counted so far that are to the size parameters you're trying to count?
Well, our current catalog of near-Earth objects of all sizes is just a little over 13,500. Almost 7,000 of those, about half, are those that are 140 meters or larger in size. Now, not all of those are in orbits that could be hazardous to the Earth. There's a subpopulation that we are narrowing down to actually looking for. And that number is just almost 1,700 objects that come within 5 million miles of the Earth's orbit.
And if you were to discover one that by calculations would, you could say, that's going to hit, is there anything that could be done to knock it off course?
Well, it depends on how far in advance of the impact that we find it. And so that's why our objective is to find things as early as we possibly can to maximize the time. If we have enough time to mount a space mission, there are three or four techniques that are being looked at, explored to be able to divert it off course. But all of those, of course, take the time to build, develop, and fly the space mission. So you're talking an order of a few years to be able to do that. So we are trying to find anything 140 meters and larger that could be a impact threat years in advance of that impact.
We're speaking with Lindley Johnson. He's the Planetary Defense Officer at NASA. Tell us about some of the programmatic aspects of this. Is it interagency, and who are some of the federal partners in this, and also some of the international partners?
Sure. NASA is tasked by the Office of Science and Technology Policy to lead the effort in detecting and tracking these objects and doing the characterization so we understand their composition. But we use not only NASA assets, but we work with the National Science Foundation with their ground-based telescopes and radio telescopes. I also work with the U.S. Air Force and using space surveillance assets that are capable of detecting and tracking these objects. And we work with our counterparts and other international scale. European Space Agency is a prime example. And other space agencies with JAXA, the Japanese Space Agency, and the Russian Roscosmos Space Agency, combining our efforts. And then in the other interagency here in the U.S., of course, we work with the Federal Emergency Management Agency in developing preparations for response to an impact event should it occur.
If something were to occur or you knew something was going to happen, then it wouldn't necessarily be a United States alone response, but whoever's got the biggest rocket ready to go the soonest.
Yeah, well, if we were to detect an object that we needed to do something about, of course, the White House would form a federal emergency response team to determine what are the most appropriate options in given the scenario, whether we have just a few weeks or whether we have months or years to react to it and determine what the rules and responsibilities for that particular scenario are. Our job right now, though, is to develop concepts and preliminary planning so we're not starting from scratch and developing those response plans.
And how did you come to be interested in this personally?
Oh, well, I've been interested, of course, in space and astronomy since I could remember. I think I had my first telescope when I was maybe 7 years old. So my bachelor's is in astronomy and space physics. I got into the space program through the Air Force. Had a 23-year career in the Air Force and in national security space systems and space defense. And when the Shoemaker-Levy 9 impact on Jupiter occurred, that certainly piqued my interest, and I've been working the issue since shortly before that, back in 93-94.
That was an impact that hit Jupiter that we could witness?
Yes, that was in 94. It was actually a comet that was discovered about 9 months before it impacted Jupiter and made people aware that these kinds of cosmic impacts still occur in the solar system.
So to people knowing that you are the Planetary Defense Officer, you must get lots of questions at football parties and barbecues.
Yeah, well, when I have the time to go to football parties and barbecues.
Well, we're glad you're on the job. Lindley Johnson is the Planetary Defense Officer at NASA. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.